Lauren Gunderson is America's most performed playwright. I got to speak with her about the play I and You, involving teens forced together under the guise of learning about Walt Whitman. It's being performed at the Wharton Center this weekend, and as for what Gunderson thinks about that honor of being America's most performed playwright?
Oh, it means an incredible amount to me. I mean, what it tells me is that the world in which I grew up going to see theater, that was mostly regional theater. I grew up in Atlanta, Georgia. And, I didn't grow up going to Broadway. I didn't grow up going to New York in the downtown scene or the, beautiful midtown theaters. And yet, a lot of my training taught me that New York is where everything is made and born. And the reason why I'm on that list is frankly not because of New York. It's because of the rest of the country, which is pretty big, So the idea that I am so widely produced across my home country is the biggest honor that I could imagine.
For me, I'm very much for where we are in a public radio station. I am a classical music host as the main part of my job. And when I learned about how you wrote I and You, it was reminded me of a conductor named Thomas Beecham said, begin well and end well, and you can kind of squiff things in the middle. You had the ending set up first, but where did Walt Whitman kind of tie into that? How did you find that path?
I definitely had the plot points and the revelations and the twists and turns mapped out for the ending of this play, but Walt Whitman was very important to me as a teenager, and I kind of fell into his poetry and frankly didn't realize how perfect it was until I'd gone through a draft or two. The way he writes about the vibrancy of hope, of positivity, of diversity across America, of a kind of defiance of social norms for freedom and free love. It's incredible. And also to think that this was written in the 1850s. It's hard to talk about this play, I will say right now, because the ending colors the whole thing, and I will not give anything away. But reading the ending of Walt Whitman's poem after, the ending of this play, I think will be quite a treat.
You actually, I think, were rather bold for where you grew up in Georgia, where you reached out to Margaret.
Yes.
Was that kind of around that time or a little after?
Yeah, that was when I was in high school. Margaret Edson is a great friend and an incredible inspiration as a playwright. She wrote the incredible play Wit and happened to live in my hometown. And when that play was first being produced and won all the prizes that it went on to win, I was so inspired and randomly wrote her a note card on actual paper and a stamp and everything and sent it to her. And she was so kind and generous to invite this young high schooler into her home and talk with me about her experience and really encourage me. And, she called me a playwright and I will never forget it. So I still think of her as a great friend. But it was this kind of amazing thing. You never know when you do a kindness how it ripples throughout that person's life, and she certainly did one for me.
The Wharton Center presents Lauren Gunderson's play I and You, Friday night and Sunday afternoon at the Payson Theater, directed by Bert Goldstein. Tickets and more information are available at wharton.com. In East Lansing, Jamie Paisley.